This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on, what's hot, if you will, in the News Talk Radio biz. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, going through the stories according to the research done for this week, April 13th to 17th, in review now from Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com. Stories, people, not a whole lot of change from last week, at least in terms of category. There certainly is a lot of new information as things change. Most of it, as you can imagine, is a focus on health and the politics of what's going on. Well, let's go through the list. The only thing that seems to be, not a part of it, and maybe it is in a sense, the relationship we have with Iran, what's going on there, that's number 10.
Kind of quiet, right?
Well, it has been. They've got their own problems, frankly.
Yeah.
They've got a horrible problem with the coronavirus, and they haven't dealt with it well because the rest of the world is shorter. They shut out the rest of the world, and the rest of the world shut them out. I think they've gotten some help from the Chinese, but it was the Chinese that caused the problem in the first place, and then they've gotten some from Russia. Yeah, but the people, the unrest in Iran is not being reported by the news media any more than the truth that of what's going on in China is being reported by the mainstream news media. But
well, there is no mainstream media in Iran. If you report anything, you're in jail.
You're dead.
I'm
talking about inside the sources that might be able to get in. Like, there are always reporters that sneak into North Korea and come out with photos and video. You know, you can do it if you want to. But it doesn't seem to be, you know, the old expression that where there's a will, there's a way.
It doesn't seem to be much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Risking getting caught. Remember those, weren't there a couple of college students that got, was that in Iran or was that someplace else?
Yes.
It was Iran, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Woof, what a mess. Number 9, the celebrity list of people who have COVID-19, people who are passing away. I don't think we were talking about Brian Dennehy dying at the age of 81. I do not believe it was from complications. He was a smoker, and you can probably tell that by looking at him, but it wasn't something that anything that I saw didn't indicate it. It was natural causes.
No, it wasn't coronavirus, I don't think. Yeah.
No.
I think he'd been battling something, according to his family. They didn't say what, but something.
He didn't look good when he was on the last episode of The Blacklist. Playing Reddington's father, he didn't look good. He just didn't look good. Number 8, the education circumstances. I think there are a number of the implication here of colleges considering a new school year with no students on campus. Can you imagine these buildings and these campuses, these facilities? It may be not only summer classes would be canceled, but university chiefs are trying to figure out how to handle their incoming students and what happens in the fall. Is it too far out to be making these decisions at this point, do you think, or not?
I think so, but I think they're planning for it. And I know for sure in California, the governor was the first in the country to lay out his plan for reopening businesses, which we saw the president do this week, and we saw some other governors start to lay out things that would need to happen to get states back to business. And one of the things that's on Newsom's list is that schools will look very different, that it is possible that elementary, high school, middle school kids will go back in the fall, but that they'll have to cut class size, that they'll actually stagger schedules, which means less classroom time. They'll get rid of PE. They'll make lunch and recess look a whole lot different.
Yeah.
So it's, I think there's...
On that, Jennifer, a lot of youngsters, I've found out in our community anyway, but around the country, I guess the same thing, how many at-risk children are getting pretty much all their food from the schools. They go
You're
in and
still
have
keeping
breakfast?
It up, by the way. You still can get them. At least in California, there's a program where the, well, I shouldn't even say in California, in L.A., where I live, the L.A. Unified School District is still doing these meal pickup centers.
Yeah.
So even during coronavirus, there you can still go and get your kids the two meals a day that they would have gotten. They're just not doing that third meal, which I guess they would do, a take-home meal. They're doing two meals, and parents can come and get them.
The end of the day. There is something that's sort of related to this. You know, the SNAP program for people who are on welfare, although welfare is not a politically correct term. That's really what it is. The programs have been cut back somewhat under the current administration. And I think, frankly, my own read on that is that they were, whether they, the right people got cut off the program needed to be whittled down. Now, there are a lot of ways of applying it. One of the administrators for the community that I live called me yesterday and wanted to know if I would take SNAP payments for the ice cream that I'm selling on the farm. Many of you know that I'm a farmer.
What'd you say? That's interesting.
I said yes. I said yeah. I don't even know how the... I asked her a little bit as to how the program works because my other friend, the farmer that does the produce up the street, took it last year and apparently had a hard time getting his money. So he said to me, look out. But I went through the way it worked with this administrator and I felt like, okay, you know what? Excuse me. Even if it didn't work well, I'd try it to help people out, especially at this time, even though ice cream, for most people, not me, is not an essential food, but it's really a way, there were so many people that came to the farm last weekend to take advantage of our first weekend of being open. You had to stay in the car. We had, you know, appropriate masks and gloves on everybody, and it was well done. So we're doing it again this weekend. And so the question from this person was, this weekend, if we send people up who can't, you know, they have a busload of people that are all disabled, but they are on assistance, will you take their SNAP cards? I guess that's what it is, right? Like a credit card? Take the SNAP cards and pay for that. I said, yeah, I would. And so we'll see where that goes. But there are a lot of people, I think that's part of, to go back to what we were initially talking about here with a focus on education, this is part of what we have been saying all along, ladies, that the world is going to change. It's going to take on a different face, a different structure. And some of these things are going to be more obvious than others. Some of them will be quicker than others. But I think there are going to be a lot of changes, especially if this thing continues and does affect our lives into the good weather months, which we're getting pretty close to bumping into now, although you wouldn't believe it if you look at the forecast in the Northeast this weekend for 2 inches of snow. There hasn't been 2 inches of snow, you know, one storm all winter. So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how this it does. The international students, I wonder about that. Are we still taking in as many international? That was one source of cash at my university.
There are kids who are, you know, who've already been accepted and are expecting to return or returning students. And so what do you do with them? You know,
a lot of people were stuck here. They never went back. They were here going to school and they just stayed.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Next up here is the psychology of this virus, the psychology of having it, the psychology of being cooped up in your homes, the psychology of living with or not your spouse. I saw another item of interest when it came to divorces. The risks now of you getting divorced have upped the ante. You know, there is the people living in close quarters. They find that they don't like each other. So, you know.
Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise. See you later. I want a divorce. So, I mean, so I would wonder how this affects, because normally when you say, oh, I want to get divorced, somebody moves out. But where are they moving to?
Nowhere. Where can you afford to move? That's the other question.
I think the smart people are the ones who, as soon as they thought that this would happen, the stay-at-home order would happen, that they just bailed moved out then.
You have some friends that did that? Victoria?
No, I was reading about Julianne Hough and her husband, so apparently that's what they did. They've been kind of, I guess, on the rocks for a while, and now they're separated while they're
quarantining. Isn't it funny? Every time I hear her name, I think her husband is the guy in the movie with her, where they were lover and friends. And the guy was married to Fergie.
Josh Duhamel.
Right, they were in that movie together. Funny, every time I think of her, I think of him.
She should have married him.
Maybe.
I know, she might have been better off.
She doesn't seem too happy with the one she chose. So.
And he's divorced from Fergie now, too, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? And he's with some other lady.
How about me?
Baby,
how about a round of applause for me knowing what's going on in the gossip
department? I'm very impressed.
Well done, Dougie. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of well done, we're going to have a couple of well done commercials here, and then we'll continue with our overview of the Talkers charts for this week with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off. Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles. All you got to do is dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go to progressive.com. Next item of interest, number 6 on the countdown list, the story of our relationship with China. This is my baby here. The Chinese at this point in time, and our knowledge, never mind our relationship with them, the knowledge that we are gleaning from how they have not only caused this, but the ramifications that more focus on how they've dug in and their claws into America the way they do, whether they need us or not. There's some people, because they're hurting for food, who say they need us and we should make them pay. And I think we should make them pay whatever we, you know, four times what it's worth. And the reason that I think that, in part, is because they have, for example, this story with Smithfield Foods and Nathan's Hot Dogs. They own the company that is that manufactures, if you will, the products that come from pork. The WH Group in China bought Smithfield a couple of years ago at the behest of Chinese government getting to they went to the Justice Department and made their case. It would be better, all of the same nonsense and garbage and unbelievable BS that all these companies come up with when they want to take over another company. But in this case, it was a Chinese group, so now they have ruined the economy of the world. This company, Smithfield, and Nathan's Hot Dogs are in trouble because the packing plants, of the people there have got a virus, so they're looking for a bailout. The Chinese government that owns the WH Group, that owns Smithfield, has come to our country to taken over the business, ruined it, and now they want a bailout from our government. Never mind chutzpah, but how do we let these things get, and do we learn? Is this one of the things we're learning as we go through this experience? Good question. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, on the air around the country with an overview of the charts for this week. From Talkers Magazine, they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Talkers.com. And this list at number five, presidential authority is number five. Whether the president sets the... what was the thing this week? The governor said they would decide when everybody go back to business, and the president said, no, that's my job. And then when he was called
well, see,
on
this
it...
This is one of those headlines that was blown out.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Proportion.
Yeah, of course.
And really, you know, and Trump doesn't help himself as much as I like him. Sometimes he, like, responds to the headlines instead of, like, just right. clarifying what he said. But the truth is that what he's talking about, since I speak the language, is that he is saying the federal government would come up with new guidelines. Remember, the federal guideline had this, the social distancing order in effect through the end of the month. And so now the question is what happens after the end of the month. So the federal government comes up with federal guidelines. They give those to the states. The states then decide when it's appropriate for them to reopen. I don't think that this should be that hard. And apparently that's what was discussed on a big phone call that they had. I think it was Thursday when the everyone government. Got together on a teleconference. Right. And the federal government identifies states that are candidates to reopen in phase one, which would still be very limited, a limited reopen. And according to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and President Trump, there are about 20 states that could be ready to reopen if the governors are comfortable. And the first stipulation is that you have a decline in cases for over a 14-day period before you can even have the conversation about what to do. And yeah. then you'd still really have a limited reopening. So this is a very – I thought the plan that was released by the federal government was very modest. It didn't seem overly aggressive. And it seemed to have the support of both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx in its implementation.
Right. The problem, though, is New York is the only state that's had 3 days in a row now of a decline. So New York will end up being the first state. We were the first affected, and we'll be the first one out of it. And then New Jersey will follow behind that. California is probably very close to New Jersey on that timeline. So
we're still going up, but it's...
Oh, you are?
The problem,
okay.
The problem in
Jersey's
California...
Jersey's going up, too.
Massachusetts went up this week and sort of flattened out.
The one state that did it, though, Ohio, they actually had their apex the 2 days after... No, 2 days before. Before the president or the governor of Ohio actually shut down the state. So there are certain states that are going to be able to do this.
North Dakota is a mess.
Well,
South that's
Dakota
mostly because of the Smithfield and the people in Sioux Falls at the Smithfield plant. And
Texas, I think, is going to be one of the first to open up. Texas seems like they're ready to go. So
seem to be calm down there. Yeah. So let me ask you this: in terms of presidential authority, people who are told they have to wear masks in public. That seems to be one of the big deals this week. Some of the governors are saying you have to. Even the mayor of my community said if you're out in public, you got to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And could the president, is that something that really is an example of what governors can do with an executive order? Or could that be overridden? Could the president say, not that he's going to, but you know what, you don't really need to. Use your own judgment and don't pay attention to what Governor Cuomo or anybody else says. Is that...
I think the difference is if someone really wanted to push this and take it to court, the difference is the wording of the executive orders, at least in New Jersey and New York. I can't speak to the others, but the wording is, it is advised that when you're out in public and you cannot practice social distancing, like if you're hiking, you're fine. You don't need to have a mask on. But if you're going to be walking into a grocery store or a pharmacy, you have to wear a mask. And the way that they're doing it is they're saying that the stores will have to turn you away if you're not wearing a mask. So if you say, oh, you're violating my personal rights or whatever, you don't really have a legal leg to stand on because the stores are the ones with the authorities to turn you away from service.
Yeah. I went into a hardware store, and I had left my mask in the truck. And the guy who's my friend that runs the store says, you can't come in without your mask on.
Right.
So I went back out and got my mask. And as it turned out, he knew what I wanted anyway because I'd called ahead and ordered it, so he brought it out to the truck. And that's another thing. If you're smart, you're going to call ahead.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump focusing on a move to the next phase of the war against coronavirus and reopening the U.S.
Based on the latest data, our team of experts now agrees that we can begin the next front in our war, which we are calling opening up America again.
The president there is saying the federal government's issued new guidelines for governors to get their states up and running again. He did say the strategy will continue to look after senior citizens and other vulnerable populations, but he says it will allow others to go about doing their jobs. Trump arguing that governors shut down the economy to try to win a war against COVID-19, and he says they are now in the process of winning it. He says in the end, though, the final decisions will lie with governors. Previously, he had said that he would have the final say in reopening the U.S. economy. USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Moving back into our info zone. I guess we could call it that, yeah. All right, we have the services of a couple of your favorite radio personalities here. By the way, did you see the ratings? 42% increase in listenership across the board to not just the, you know, this is sometimes a collective of all the spoken word formats like news and sports and news talk, that sort of thing. But this is specifically talk and talk stations that are providing some context. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree. I've been fairly critical of some of the stuff that I've heard that seems not to be working on solutions. The focus of the blame it doesn't work too well for me. But anyway, I just think it's interesting that people are using the radio more than anything else. And also, the evening newscasts are up, but the viewership to the cable channels isn't. So you want to take a crack at why that might be? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
Oh, I think I know immediately. The local media is actually super serving the audience right now, because on the national channels, all you're getting is the national news for the most part, except maybe for the exception of New York, where they carry the Cuomo press conferences. But locally, you get not only the Trump press conference every day, they interrupt for that typically. You also get all of your local officials doing their press updates. I noticed that I've been using local news way more than I ever had in the past, just to prepare for the shows that I do locally. So
not me. I don't look at any of that stuff. I don't use television. I take the 14 or 15 different
sources. And therein
lies
the problem.
What? Watching television? I don't know. I wouldn't waste my time watching that stuff. It's pejorative. You know, they're making heroes or celebrities out of these people. If I saw one more story about George Stephanopoulos getting the coronavirus from his wife, I thought, it's okay. So they're not any more important. They put their pants on one leg at a time, take a shower every day, go to the bathroom. Why are they more important, other than people know who they are, than the average Joe down the street who's going through the same thing? It's the fact that we make something out of nothing, and that becomes news. It's not news. Well, I mean, I guess it is news. George Stephanopoulos has coronavirus. Okay, good. All right, next. Number four on the list of the top 10 stories is the presidential race and the political guessing as to who's going to be the vice presidential running mate of Joe Biden at this point in time. A lot of speculation that it's going to be a woman, and then people say it's going to be a woman of color. Are there boxes? You've got to check this box off. What about finding the most qualified person? Is there any thought to that, or are we just looking for somebody that will check off all the boxes?
I don't think he's looking to just check boxes. I think that
he doing it by himself, or is somebody coaching him?
A lot of people.
I would say he's going to check the ultimate box, because he already made the promise, and I don't think he can go back on it, that he's going to pick a woman. So already he's checking a box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? The thing is, like, I'm as a woman, I'm not offended by that, because if someone doesn't, you know, everybody got to where we are now because somebody checked the box and gave somebody a chance, and it became the new norm, you know? And I don't know. I don't understand the argument that some people are trying to make, like, you know, and I'm not saying you, Doug, but, you know, I understand, yes, you could see it as checking a box, but I don't know.
I'm happy to have.
You have to have.
I would like to have. You know me, I've been saying for years more women need to be in charge, because things are always better when women are in charge.
Well,
they just are.
I get a little frustrated because no one asks about checking a box when a man is picked, but that doesn't mean that he's credible or should be there. It's just, you know, people automatically see, oh, he picked a guy, that's fine. He must be, you know, no one's putting any extra thought into it. It's safe.
Well, I think they do check a box for minority men, certainly. I don't think that it's just a free pass for men. I don't think it's necessarily exclusive to gender
I'm saying white men, that, you know, when they get picked as president, no one looks in the past and says, oh, well, that guy was a bad president.
Old
we're never
going
to pick
even.
We're not going to pick a white man to be president again. They get a pass that way. And so I think
the thinking was, Kara, that there, when Obama was picked, that many people voted for him because he was the first black guy to run for president.
Well, people might have voted for him because he's black, but it's not just because he's black. It's because
some people voted for him just because he was black.
But it's also because, as a black man, they could identify with him because he had similar experiences.
Which is too bad. Isn't it really when you get down to it?
No, I think representation is so important.
No, you're not missing that. That's not the point I'm making. Sorry, I didn't make my point well. The point is that isn't it too bad that we have to feel like there is a need for representation of color because it's ignored by people, that it has to be
a
special
a
task.
There is a need. And now that we have, if you want to stay with the metaphor of check that box, we had the first African-American president. If someone else comes along, regardless of gender, who is a minority, then that's already become normalized, and that's important. That's very important. And, you know, it's important that we had a female candidate. Now, you know, however anyone feels about Hillary, look, 3 million people, more than than Trump voted for a woman.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy for a Biden to say, I'm going to pick a woman as a running mate. We already technically elected
one
a woman
thing for
as president.
Sure. He's not going to pick Hillary as his running mate. I think we can be pretty sure on
yeah.
that. I think you're pretty. But the business about it goes back to Jack Kennedy. When I was a kid, Jack Kennedy ran, and everybody said the Pope is going to run the country. What nonsense! And then you know, I would like to see somebody Jewish, frankly. Even though I don't like separating out, I think it's there have been. You know, I really, really of all the people who were potential candidates for president, Michael Bloomberg was my favorite.
Did anyone care? I don't think
no,
anyone cared
No, I think you
got
down
all.
To it. You
well,
heard a little
I
bit.
Think
nobody
because
about
they're
Sanders,
white, so they don't talk
right,
about
they're white
that.
Men, so it just it still is in that category.
How many black Jewish guys do you know? Who,
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's
the
exactly.
One I know of, right?
Sammy Davis Jr. for president.
Converted.
I love it.
Yay! All right, number three on the list, health care. And what happens, the very interesting questions have come up this week. For example, the risk, is there a risk of catching this if you go to an urgent care? Medical emergencies, heart attacks, asthma attacks, got to go to the ER, you got to go to urgent care. So if you do that, what's the risk? The folks at Johns Hopkins said the risk through an ER or urgent care facility was really quite high. And people have taken that to heart. So people who get sick, I don't want to go to the hospital. And maybe that's what we were talking earlier this week on the DJV program about how many empty beds there were at hospitals and how frustrating it is because you can't get any elective surgery done. Doctors aren't around, but yet there are plenty of empty beds. Plenty.
Well, I think the first thing that's going to change is going to be elective surgeries are going to start up again. As
yeah.
soon as they can
I hope so, because otherwise, guess what? We're going to have to do a huge hospital bailout. And because
uh-huh.
keep in mind that there are also a lot of people who are out of work who are now going to just let their insurance lapse, and they're not going to be paying for that. So
yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot of people
true.
Lost their insurance.
That's what I mean. And
yeah,
they won't be able
option.
To afford the pickup, the copay.
So the bottom
right?
line here, the Johns Hopkins report said that if you go to the ER, be ready to risk yourself. Because this stuff, these places are dirty. They even if they're getting a lot of people that are in there that are cleaning the place up, it's just it's
a risk.
Dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. And when it comes to getting sick, also think about the mail. That was one of the things that we touched on. All the deliveries from Amazon, et cetera, FedEx, the U.S. Postal Service. The experts say contracting the disease from mail is very high. The president of the health advisory group, Schmidt and Libby, said, "So, quote, so we do know that the virus can live for days on a variety of fabrics, cardboard, metals, vinyl, plastic, rubber, and others as well. So didn't we ask the question this week about whether you should, wasn't your food, you know, can you get it off of the skin of an orange? Or
there are
well, you
no
can.
Cases of,
yeah.
Well, there
the,
have been no
packaging,
cases of,
basically.
Yeah,
right.
the packaging. Yeah, but it's yeah. it's a, it's it is not foodborne. It there are no cases of it being transferred via food. So
no.
you can get takeout and you can do it safely.
Yeah. All right. Now that goes for ice cream. We're going to do ice cream on Grubhub this weekend, ladies. What
That's
do you think
good.
Of that?
Exciting.
Yeah. Very. All right. 44 past the hour. Coming up. The economy and how it's being affected. I think most of us can figure that one out pretty easily. And then some of the other stats that whether they're important. And I find it drives me nuts, actually, to know that what most people are interested in is how many people are sick today versus yesterday. I don't see what you learn from that. But anyway, we'll get to it in a matter of moments. 44 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of the hot hits. In talk radio, our overview, our perspective and respective, I guess. Is that a word, respective? No, perspective
sure.
and retrospective.
I
like that
now.
Word better. Yes, it is.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate
immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. All right, let's move back into the focus here of the top 10 stories. Anyway, number two, the economy and what's going on in the economy. Who's got jobs? I guess to a point that has to do as well with the number of small businesses under 500 that have applied for the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan. That money is drained out. There's no more of it left. They're going to try to redo it, but I think there's some political machination, ladies, right? Isn't there in the consideration of another?
Yeah, about adding more. I think the Democrats are ready.
Hospitals isn't a big one.
Yeah, the Democrats are ready for another stimulus bill. Republicans are saying we'll get to another phase four. Let's just get the small business money replenished, because what the goal is to try to keep people off of unemployment.
Well, if you don't keep
this
money, companies that still haven't. Right, exactly. And the money hasn't been distributed. Not a penny of it's been distributed yet. I haven't seen it. I was one of the first ones in last week, and they said we'd have it by the end of the week. This week, I haven't seen it yet. Interesting, when you look around at companies like Amazon that are doing so well in this, Amazon still says they're hiring. They need another 75,000 workers.
Because everybody's buying from them. I've always bought from Amazon, even my groceries. I can't even get groceries delivered because there's no windows available.
They hired 100,000 employees last month. They need another 75,000 this month. Doesn't that say something about that business model and about what people think?
Well, it's safer right now. People don't want to go into stores.
Well,
Amazon has everything.
Talked about how healthy or unhealthy cardboard was. The stuff is shipped in.
Yeah.
Because
I can't get my groceries delivered, I've actually done more grocery shopping during coronavirus than I've done all year.
Yeah. And I thought one of the things that was interesting, there's always a lot of attention on Jeff Bezos, who runs Amazon. He said something to his workers this week, and I'm going to quote, it's actually a Dr. Seuss quote. When something bad happens to you, you have three choices. You can either let it define you, let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. And I thought that was pretty smart. He's become a little controversial, but I thought that was interesting. I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind. Dr. Seuss is always good. When all else fails, find something from Dr. Seuss. All right, ladies, good job. We've gone through the overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine. It's 10 before the hour. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Forward to our engagement every week. Wait a minute, that could be taken the wrong way. Nick and I, no, please, don't start that rumor. Nick and I are not engaged. No, we are not. We're engaged, but we're not engaged. You know what I mean? We are engaged in conversation and provocative thought and thinking about important things like fast cars and stuff that attract just a fabulous audience. Nick Miles is... You're a car expert. His auto expert website, rautoexpert.com. Great place to go to find how much you ought to be paying for cars. And maybe it's a good time now because the prices are going. You remember that old song, the old jingle? When the value goes down, down, down. Remember that? You remember that? It's an old jingle for an old clothing store. But I think we could be using that for the car industry. When the value is... Well, is it the value? How do we, let's take the terminology, Nick, value. Is value determined only by what people will pay? I mean, that's usually what people say. It's worth what you can get for it. And now you can't get as much money for either used cars or new cars, right?
We'd probably say for sticking to the word price, that's right. In the last few weeks, the price of used cars has dropped between 12 and 15% because people aren't going to dealers to buy them.
And that means that probably new cars will follow soon because they need to sell those as well. And it's likely that it could get a lot worse, too, for the people selling the cars, but a lot better for the people buying the cars.
Right. So how will this, because we got maybe another month or so of this, and I think I told you the story about my friend who's the Audi dealer, and I buy my, I don't buy Audis, but he gets me my cars, my Rovers. And he said that last week they went into the office one day for 4 hours to sell four cars to people who had contacted them online. And I wonder how much of a new model that is for the world, the new world order. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, we're shifting to online sales. There's absolutely no doubt about it. For those dealers, most dealers are up to scratch. They have a website. They have a web page you can negotiate online. They have a little box you can click and talk to somebody. But those dealers who didn't jump in on the old web when it appeared 20 years ago, they're the ones that are hurting right now.
So what about all those big fancy buildings? You know, some of these big castles that are built for, you know, whether it's expensive cars. I know they're just finishing the rework of the Range Rover dealership here. The building looks ridiculous, but the you know, they all, the companies require a certain facade, right? They want their dealerships to look a certain way, and so where's that all going to go?
It's part of the new world order. I think a lot of these things are going out the window, the same as office blocks. Now, one of the things that this has taught us is what we can actually do from home is quite astounding. We thought we had to go out to do a lot of things, but we actually don't.
Well, it's more fun, though, to go sit in the car and look at it, and push the button, and things like that.
I think you still got to do that. I mean, if you're going to have it in your driveway, you still got to do it. But a lot of the stuff that you did at the dealership can be done online. Especially all the negotiations. I don't like talking to somebody. I don't even like people. So I'd like to just send them an email and have it all in writing. And I think that a lot of America are realizing that too as well. So
you miss out on having to see the guy in that blinding plaid suit. You don't have to see him either.
Well, you don't see him. You don't see him that much because he's always in the back talking to his sales manager about what a good deal he can get you.
Right. Okay. So here's the factor. This is something I bet a lot of people wouldn't even think about. How many cars are owned by the big rental car companies, Hertz and Enterprise and Avis, all those companies? There are millions of cars, and they're trying to dump them now. So that's going to influence rental retail on used cars as well, right?
Yeah, so 1.86 million vehicles are owned by rental car companies.
Wow.
And if you think about it right now, what's happening in Hawaii? Those huge rental fleets of minivans and convertibles, they're sitting completely idle because nobody is traveling. And same with Vegas and same with Florida. They're all just sitting there. So what ends up happening is that those cars, you know, they're getting older, they're losing money on them. We're going to estimate that about a million vehicles are going to be dropped into the circle of used cars. Now, if you thought you could get a good deal on maybe a 20% deal off a Toyota Camry, imagine what it's going to be after they drop about those cars in. But there's also this other factor as well. You've got to think about this. All those people that used to have home services, like the Geek Squad, who used to come to your house and fix your computer, or the Merry Maids, or any of the maid services, those people aren't coming to your house either. So it's not just rental fleet. You're going to see a huge amount of secondhand cars up here, and it could be deals for everybody.
Wow. Well, hey, deals for everyone. All you got to do is have the money and a job to pay for it. Nick Miles is our auto expert. Check out his...
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.